Would you like to wear the headphones one time?
No,
to
you
see how you sound?
I don't like the headphones. Pull me out of the moment.
How so, though? They're headphones. You're just listening to us.
Because I end up listening to the pitch and the volume and not paying attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth. It hinders my performance.
Let me train you so you can wear headphones, watch TV. You could tweet all at the same time while not missing a step and doing an intro like, welcome to Pop Culture Man Children, PCMC. My name is Emilio Sparks.
Certainly is.
This guy over here is, what's your name?
I'm Michael Christopher Buongiorno.
Ooh, MCB.
Sometimes I sign my emails with MCB.
And do you do TCB from MCB?
You bet. You bet.
I want to get you a pinky ring that says TCB.
Oh, I would love a pinky ring.
You know, they sell those in Graceland.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Neither have I, but I went on the Graceland website once because I wanted to see what Elvis paraphernalia I could get because we do have an Elvis cookie jar, so I wanted another one.
Yeah.
Because we have the 68 comeback special Elvis cookie jar.
Right.
So I kind of wanted the 57 Elvis cookie jar.
Yeah.
But they didn't have them on there.
I want to go to Dollywood and Dollywood Water Country, the water park that's next door. It used to be like just a little rickety fair. She's a billionaire, by the way. And then like 10 years ago, she was like, let's really step this up. And now it's like Great Adventure. It's got roller coasters. It's got a hotel resort in it. It's like really legit now. I want to go on the Jolene teacups. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
What's the attraction with Dolly Parton, though?
What are you talking about? She's a brilliant performer.
I understand that, but what would prompt a amusement park based on Dolly Parton?
I think that...
Because it opened in 61, so when did she start to pop?
I think the 50s. She's been around.
Really?
Sure, I Will Always Love You, which Whitney Houston turned into a hit.
So Dolly Parton has garnered 9 Grammy Awards,
woo!
2 Academy Award nominations, 10 Country Music Association Awards, and 7... Academy of Country Music Awards.
And she's working 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Why are you sleeping on Dolly?
She's an actress and starred in films as 9 to 5 in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Great, great musical. Have you seen that?
No.
We have to watch Best Little Whorehouse and then do a mini on it because it's
really
great.
That good?
It's got Burt Reynolds in it, like prime A1 Burt. The bad guy is Dom DeLuise. It's got great songs. It's really,
it's
funny. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, you'd like it. It's a good movie.
I'm just amazed right now about Dollywood. Amazed. We really should go to this.
I would love to go.
And I'm not a big amusement park guy either.
Where is it? Pigeon? Pigeon what? Where is it?
It is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's not far from where we live. Typically, it starts from March to the Christmas holiday. They do a Smoky Mountain Christmas, too.
So I guess the first piece in the news is me and Emilio going to Dollywood.
You know it. Did you also know that there's a Flintstones theme park?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
When did this turn into an episode of Cracked?
I'm just saying, man. There is a Bedrock City theme park.
Where is that? Is that also in Pigeon Stool?
No. This is like a dilapidated, rundown theme park that should have closed years ago, but it didn't. You know what we'll do? We'll save this for the obsession with me.
Sure.
Because I fell down a rabbit hole looking up ceramic statues of Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
And then I found my way via the internet to the dilapidated Flintstones Amusement Park, Bedrock City.
Well, that's what we in the business call a tease. Look forward to that in segment 3.
So you can subscribe to Pop Culture Man Children via Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google
Stitcher.
Play, The Stitcher. You can follow our Instagram account
at
Pop Culture Man Children.
You certainly can.
And we have a Tumblr.
Kinda.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Okay.
We sort of have a Tumblr.
All right.
Have we set the table properly?
Names in the intro, witty banter back and forth.
Sure.
Plug the social media where they can listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for the news.
HBO is doing a Watchmen TV series.
Ugh.
It's only going to be, well, they're calling it a limited series. So I would be excited if it were a remake of that material, but supposedly it takes place after the comic. They said, like, it's being produced by David Lindelof from Lost. And he said, if the comic book is the Old Testament, our show's the New Testament, which is a weird allegory to make. And basically it takes place now. So it's like Watchmen 2018. It's a weird, like, so it's like a weird sequel. It's a weird concept. I wish they would just remake it. They would just say, you know, fuck the movie. Let's do the book. I remember going to the bathroom when there was some nerd next to me, and he was wearing his like smiley face pin, and he looked at me and he was like, they did it. They really did it. And I was just like, I don't want to kill his buzz. So I was like, yeah, man, they did it. He was so excited.
It was bad.
It wasn't good. It was good.
Not good.
It was dumb. They didn't understand the book. It was like a dumb guy adapting a smart book.
Hopefully this adaptation,
it's got to be better.
But you're also thinking of it this way. You're playing with the clean slate. Because if you're saying the events that happened in the 80s already took place, now you can do all this other stuff.
But that sounds like bullshit to me, because Rorschach dies at the end of the book. So you're going to tell me you're going to do a Watchmen series without Rorschach?
Well, maybe it'll be
a new Rorschach?
I think,
like, Batman Beyond? Beyond?
I think somebody takes over the mantle of Rorschach. I think that's one of those characters that will continue.
Yeah, I mean,
like, oh, there's
a
new Rorschach.
Seems pointless without Rorschach.
Or how about this? Because we know he kept his journal.
Yeah.
And then the journal was submitted to a journalist.
Yes.
Maybe they will talk about the effects that take place with his journal. So he doesn't necessarily have to be in it, but maybe he will voice it.
Okay. And how the world has changed. Yeah, if they do what the comic did, where like they have a main story, but then there's like his journal, and then there's like that weird pirate comic book happening in the middle of it, which I gotta tell you, some people love it. I was always like, oh, this again.
Aren't you glad they didn't shoehorn in that in the film?
I think they wanted to, and they ended up making it an animated movie that like they put on the DVD, but I'm not buying a Zack Snyder DVD.
I am amazed that Alan Moore was cooking up The Watchmen at the same time he was writing full-time for Swamp Thing.
He's a brilliant man. Do you know what he said about The Watchmen movie?
What did he say?
He said, I spit venom on this film. He was so against it. So angry.
I was angry. And I didn't even see it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I waited till it was on cable years later. I was like, this is horrible.
I was excited. I saw it. The opening credits were great opening credits. It's the times they were changing with like a montage of like a bunch of stuff from the book.
And then it was bad after that.
And then it was bad. I think Watchmen has better potential as a TV series than as a movie. We got to get Alan Moore on the show.
I think we could.
We should call him, like maybe have him reject us on the air. Like, I spit venom on your fucking podcast, you fucking Philistines. Click.
But Alan, I love Swamp Thing.
You don't fucking get Swamp Thing.
Oh, I got Swamp Thing. I got Swamp Thing, you limey prick. And I'm a fucking
vegan.
He's not
going to like that. He's not going to like... Is he a vegan?
Yeah.
He's a wizard. Guess who's making a triumphant return? Rainbow Bright.
Okay.
Rainbow Bright is coming back in comic book form with a whole new updated look. This is a quote from the person who's running the comic book. The world needs a young hero clad in rainbow now more than ever. In a world where things are often simplified into black and white, it's easy for people to turn their back on people not like them. Rainbow Bright.
Woke.
Absolutely.
See, I wish we knew more about this to really discuss this. Are there any
Rainbow
Bright...
Hey, man, I'm just a newsman.
Are there any Rainbow Bright enthusiasts out there that can tweet me at Emilio Sparks to tell me about the ethos of Rainbow Bright? Where did she come from? What are her hopes? What are her goals? What are her dreams? Is she from another planet?
We'll build a whole mini-sode around you. If you present yourself to us and prove that you are a Rainbow Bright fan, you could come on and you can school us on this.
Yes, please.
Oh, Matt Smith has been cast in Star Wars Episode 9.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside.
I might actually go and see this movie with you.
We do not yet know who he's going to play. Kerry Russell's also been cast in the new movie, but that's not as important. The Doctor, Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor. I feel like he might be a bad guy, like a First Order guy, because he's English and he's also got a weird face. I can't imagine him as a good guy.
No, he's definitely going to be a heel.
He's going to be, he's going to be some scumbag villain.
And Kerry Russell will probably be a good guy.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen is Kerry Russell is in love with Matt Smith's character, and she follows him to college.
That's a Felicity reference.
That's a Felicity reference for you kids at home. mark off your Felicity box on your pop culture man children bingo.
And you know what will happen? The moment she cuts her hair, they'll cancel the show because people stopped watching.
Is that what happened in real life?
It was so bad. She cut her hair and the show was just
done.
The
hair did it.
The hair did. She was cute. Then she cut her hair.
Wow.
And they were just like, oh, I can't have a short-haired Felicity.
Oh, I've got some great news. Actually, this is the best news I've delivered here in my journalistic career. After 12 long seasons, our national nightmare comes to a close. The Big Bang Theory is ending.
Thank God.
Let's all breathe a sigh of relief.
That's like the after sex pee for me right now.
Yeah. I never watched it, but...
Me either.
It infiltrated the culture in ways that I didn't like. It is, I think, one of the worst shows ever.
Well, if you didn't watch it, you can't say that it's one of the worst shows ever.
I've seen full episodes, and then my dad is obsessed with it. Someone made on YouTube that's like, this isn't a joke, and it's just like... A scene where they're like, Doctor Who, Mario, Star Wars, and it's just reference, 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 and you hear the fake canned laughter, and it's like, those aren't jokes.
What is it about?
Those are, I guess the original thing was like, they have a not smart, hot neighbor, and oh my god, hot girl with nerds. It's a lot of that sexist, it's a Chuck Lorre show, so it's stupid and sexist, and women are treated like garbage on it.
Like every Chuck Lorre show.
Like every Chuck Lorre show.
Yeah.
But it's over. It's over. This season that's going to start is the end, but...
I guarantee you there's a Sheldon spinoff.
There already is a Sheldon spinoff.
No. Older Sheldon.
Old Sheldon?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. After Young Sheldon, Old Sheldon, starring Alan Alda as Old Sheldon.
I love that. Can we go an episode where we don't mention Mo Green or Alan Alda?
Alan Alda, he's one of the best.
He really is.
I have some actual sad news. Neil Simon passed away. He worked for Sid Caesar on your
show.
Yeah, as a writer. If you're not a Neil Simon fan, the most recognizable thing from him is The Odd Couple, which was a stage play. Originally, the original cast, The Odd Couple, was... Walter Matthau and Art Carney.
Yes.
And when they made the movie, they wanted it to be Art Carney and Jackie Gleason. And then Jackie Gleason didn't want to do it, and then Art Carney was out, and then they put Jack
Lemmon
in. It
would have never made sense.
I said this on Facebook the other day. The first act of The Odd Couple, which is them in Oscar's apartment, and they're playing poker, and the guys are bantering to each other, is, I think, maybe the funniest anything. It is pure ping pong, boom, 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 boom. Oh, don't talk to him while he's dealing the cards. You're looking tired? Go lay down, sweetheart. Like, all of these perfect lines, everyone ribbing
each other.
It's really
good dialogue, the way the camera cuts back and forth to each guy. You can kind of feel, like, the smokiness in the air.
Yeah.
The masculinity is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
They're sweating. The beads of sweat, you can see the way they do
it.
The fidgeting of the cards when they're frustrated about the hands that they have.
Don't play with your chips. I hate when a guy's winning plays with his chips.
I like the TV show better than the movie.
Is that true?
I love Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
I mean, I don't dislike the TV show.
I think Jack Klugman is an amazing Oscar Madison. My favorite movie and play that I've seen from Neil Simon was Barefoot in the Park.
You know, I've never seen that one.
Oh my God, it's so good.
That's about him and his wife, right?
It's so good. Jane Fonda.
Young Jane Fonda. And young Redford.
Oh my God, he's so handsome. Both I wish I was that debonair.
People. Good-looking people.
Oh, and this was pre the way we were, Robert Redford.
Okay.
This was conservative. I'm going to comb my hair to the side with the side part,
yes.
Robert Redford.
Yes.
So basically, he's a stuffy, brand-new lawyer in New York City, and she's this wild child of the 60s almost named Corey, where she's more free-spirited and easygoing, and they're newlyweds. And they start their life together, and they get this really shitty, run-down apartment, and Corey's mother is this real staunchy old woman that kind of gets along better with Robert Redford than her own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She loves her daughter. She'll do anything for her daughter. But she and Robert Redford are very self-aware and understand that there has to be order and rules and all of this.
Yeah.
Where Corey, well, no, I'm going to throw it to the wind and
free
wherever the
spirit.
Wind takes. Yes, very free spirit. And it's cool. It's a very, very funny thing to see.
I got
to check
out
the movie.
The
way they film it. In the 60s, in New York, movies like Barefoot in the Park, The French Connection, and let's say Breakfast at Tiffany's, highlights New York in a different way that I wish I can see.
The New York of French Connection looks terrifying.
It does, but there is also an allure and a charm to it. Because if you look at it, it's not so copycat, bright lights, Duane Reade Starbucks.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it had its own sort of flavor then.
Yeah.
So, you want to go to the trailer corner?
Yeah, sure.
You sent me the trailer for the new reboot of Magnum P.I. It begins with, what do they call it while you're like, you're skydiving, but you're in the outer atmosphere? It's almost like you're almost in space. Like, that's what it begins with. Like,
semi-space.
Yeah. No, they call it, there's a name for it.
Almost space.
No. He begins with that, and then his friends are like, whoa, you're lying. Like it was a fake story.
Yeah.
And then it's, we're in Miami, and I'm wearing...
It's not Miami, it's Hawaii.
We're in Hawaii.
Were you even a Magnum P.I. fan?
No, I never watched Magnum P.I. ever. He was in Hawaii? Really?
Yes!
Well, let me tell you, as someone who wasn't a fan of the original, the new one looks... It looks like a lot of chummy guys, like, getting into all sorts of scrapes and then laughing and punching each other on the shoulder about it. Like,
it will be canceled before the 8th episode even airs.
It's canceled already.
Before the 8th episode even airs, it's done. I did not like the trailer at all.
Well, as a fan, tell me why you didn't like it.
Because, one, they're making, oh, that didn't happen. You're a liar. All right.
Is that a thing with his character? Is his character a fibber?
No. Higgins just thought Tom Selleck's character was a fuck-up.
Now, Higgins, in the trailer I saw, is a lady.
Yes. In the original, Higgins was a man.
Okay. Was there tension, sexual tension between Magnum and Higgins? Because it looks like there is in the new show.
No, there was no sexual tension between Higgins and Magnum in the original. In the early seasons, Higgins didn't like that Thomas was mooching off of Robin Masters, driving around in the Ferrari, living in the guest house, charging food to his account, you know, pretty much living the life.
It looks like this new Magnum's living the life.
He should. You're living in Hawaii.
He looks like he crashes a lot of really nice, expensive cars.
I did like that, though.
Yeah.
In the new one.
In the new one, he seems to have like a big team with him. Was that true in the original?
Yeah. Rick, TC, and Higgins. That was it.
Oh, yeah, right. There's a third guy, but apparently he dies in the pilot, right?
He dies in the pilot.
Yeah. What's the real reason?
There's no mustache.
It would seem anachronistic, right? Because other than like hipsters, like a guy like Magnum, he wouldn't do a mustache now.
I look at a guy like Thomas Sullivan Magnum the Fourth, and I'm like, damn, you
boy,
need a
that's
stash.
Such a fake TV detective name. Was it Thomas Sullivan Magnum the Fourth?
Yep.
Private investigator.
B.I. You had to have the likability of a guy like Tom Selleck with the stash.
What if they do like a wink nod where in the beginning, like, he's got a stash.
And he shaves it off.
And he shaves it and he's like, nah, I shouldn't.
Or what I think would be really funny is if he's undercover.
Yeah.
Like the first scene shows like the new guy playing Thomas Magnum and he has a mustache.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones peel-offs. That he peel offs. And yeah. He's like, all right, I cannot wear this no more. I'm done. I'm on my case. I could take it off. I was under. I was in a disguise.
And then all the fans at home were like, see, do you get it? Because he had a mustache.
It's an homage.
It's a homage.
It's an homage. I wonder if the new guy will also narrate it like Tom Selleck did.
Well, he's narrating the trailer. So, but you're going to watch it, though. Don't act like you're not going to tune in.
Listen, I've binge watched all 8 seasons on Netflix with the original.
I don't remember it ever being... Like, I always remember it as a reference.
It was a sexy TV show.
Do you remember...
There's one shot in the opening credit.
Yes.
Thomas Sullivan Magnum the Fourth is, I guess, with this... With a bevy of beauties.
Sure.
But there's one scene in particular where, I guess, you never see her face because she's snorkeling, but he's holding her, and all you see is a shot of her booty, and it's up in the air, and her legs are kicking rather seductively.
Yeah.
And Tom Selleck just gives like a to the camera. Immediately as that shot ends, there's another one with him where he winks at the camera and he's driving the Ferrari really fast.
Is he like Deadpool? Does he break the fourth wall a lot?
It was just in the opening sequence.
When does he have time to solve crimes?
Well, he takes the cases that he likes. He doesn't always take a case. Like, okay. The cases have to interest him.
Oh, I see. Like Sherlock.
Yeah.
I'll tune in for this. What about Chippendale Rescue Rangers? One of them looked like Magnum P.I. and the other one was dressed like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Well,
something I did not get,
you didn't get
as
that?
A kid at all.
It was the Hawaiian shirt.
Well, what's his name? Selleck went out to audition for
Indiana Jones.
And they're like, no.
No. He turned it down.
He turned it down?
He turned it down.
I can't imagine Indy with a mustache.
Here's why. He turned it down because they would not give him time off on Magnum P.I.
He was a superstar. You think he regrets that, though?
No.
I don't know.
There was an article on GQ. It was an interview that he actually talked about it. He says he doesn't regret it.
I mean, he's still around, but...
He's in Blue Bloods right now.
He don't have the career Harrison Ford has.
I don't even think Harrison Ford has the career that Harrison Ford once had. Frittatas. Get the fuck out of my house. I'm just going to yell and talk out of one side of my mouth. Get off of my plane. Harrison Ford couldn't play Thomas Sullivan Magnum the Fourth.
He wouldn't. He's too good for that. Yeah, he's not fun-loving. He wouldn't be good in that role. I like recently they were like, hey, you excited for Solo? And he's like, no.
What a fucking big...
And honestly, why would he? Why would he?
Higgins, get the fuck out of my room.
Oh, that's so funny. We watched the trailer for Slice.
Yeah, we did.
Starring Zazie Beetz. Is that her name?
Yeah. And
from Atlanta. Yeah. And she's Domino.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's awesome, yeah.
I love her, and Chance the Rapper's in this, and I think he's fantastic as well.
Our favorite comedian, Hannibal Buress, is in it.
Curves my text messages.
Yes.
But then when a mutual friend FaceTimes him, he always says, hi, Emilio.
He don't like you like that.
I think Slice is going to be a horror comedy, right? That's what I got from it.
Yeah, it's like Zazie Beetz is a pizza delivery person, but the pizza parlor, which is owned by Paul Scheer,
yeah,
another comic, is like an opening to hell. So I guess there's like all sorts of... I think there's a murder in it, but there's also, like, werewolves in it. It's like, yeah, it's got a real 80s vibe to it.
It has that Stranger Things kind of vibe.
Yeah, oh, the kid from Stranger Things is in it. The kid, the
11?
No. Steve Harrington.
Okay. I think it looks fun, that's the thing.
Yeah. She's awesome. The last trailer that we saw that I honestly can't believe it, because this is a movie that for the last 20 years they've been trying to finish. The Other Side of the Wind, which was the last film... unfinished by Orson Welles. For years, Peter Bogdanovich, the director who was also like Orson Welles' like protege, he's in it. He's been trying to get money to do it. There was a Kickstarter. I don't think it worked. But it looks like Netflix stepped in and gave him the money. Because did you see in the trailer, there's new footage too. They definitely shot new things. This could be a complete and total fucking mess.
It's going to be a mess.
But it's Orson Welles. It could be brilliant.
The trailer looks like a fucking mess.
It was an unfinished movie by an erratic genius filmmaker, but the story of the movie is an unfinished movie by an erratic genius filmmaker played by John Huston.
So it's a story about a story.
I don't know what it...
Listen, Bogdanovich had two good films. That's it.
An actor or a director?
As a director. He's had two good films.
The Last Picture Show?
The Last Picture Show and Paper Moon.
I never even saw Paper Moon.
Oh, Paper Moon's really good. Tatum O'Neal won an Academy Award for that.
I like him as an actor.
What's Up, Doc is good, too. I was recently just watching that.
He was really close. Like, Orson Welles was kind of poor at the end of his life, so Orson Welles was living in his house.
Well, Welles is the reason Bogdanovich popped.
He took him under
his wing. He mentored him, showed him what to do.
He told him to make Last Picture Show in black and white.
Yeah.
He was like, this needs to be in black and white.
That's a really good movie.
It is a really good movie.
Really good movie.
And it's got a Wellesian look to it.
Oh, my God.
You can see he's so influenced by Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. It's a new movie directed by Orson Welles. Of course I'm going to see it.
A new movie directed by Orson Welles.
I mean, a movie that never saw the light of day from one of the best directors ever. It could be amazing either way. But it just shows... kind of the bravery of Netflix. The fact that Netflix was like, yeah, we'll do this. Yeah, we want an Orson Welles movie. They're like, hey, Bogdanovich, here. Take whatever you want. Write whatever number you write.
But why does the footage look so good, though?
I think they cleaned the old stuff up, but then there's stuff in the trailer that's clearly new. You see some characters that look young in old footage, and then it's got to be contemporary footage because they look old. So I don't know.
Will it play up on the fact that it took 20 years to make?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
This was the most interesting of all three trailers.
All I know...
Because I don't know the plot.
All I've ever known, it's about a filmmaker who is erratic genius, and he's making his final film, but nobody knows what he's doing, and he's just being insane. Which is meta, because that's literally what Orson Welles was doing at that time, being insane.
Yeah.
So that's all I know.
All right.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's... I got a break.
Ugh. When is this show over? Why is this still going? Oh, God.
We're back. Why are we still doing this?
So we're in the chill sesh. Welcome back to Pop Culture Man Children.
Hi-o.
I see you've got a bunch of new toys.
Yeah, I kind of went on a spending spree.
I see you've got a beautiful piece right here.
Which one tickles your pickle first?
Oh, you know which one. This is Voltron, Defender of the Universe, Lego.
Two hands, please.
Number 022 from Lego Ideas. 16 and up, that's you. You're good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
How many pieces do we have here?
2,321 pieces.
This is what blows my mind. You've had this how long now?
2 weeks.
How have you not constructed it yet?
I don't know if I want to open the box.
It's a beautiful box, but you're crazy. As a Lego person, we don't do this. It's not like figures. It's not like any other collectible. You have to make it.
Yeah, but you're a Lego guy. I'm a Voltron collector. So, there's a big difference.
Listen to it. Listen to the joy inside. Those are the bricks. Those are the bricks saying, Emilio, make us into something beautiful.
But look at the box, though.
You could keep the box. See, there's just tape. You could just slit the tape, keep the box, keep the book, of course. It's probably got a collectible book.
Each lion gets its own assembly book, and then there is one assembly book to assemble Voltron itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. Oh, I like the side here. Yeah, keep the box, but you got to open it, hold it in your hands.
Is it insane that I'd rock one, stock one? Would that be insane?
How much was it?
$179.
I mean, if you want to...
I can't have two Voltron pieces.
Spend another $179, you can do it. But I would open this up.
Well, my dad...
I would keep the box, open it up, and I maybe even would, if you have the room, make a display where you put it in front of the box.
Well, the funny thing is, my dad said, well, let's put it together. We can do it as father and son. It can give us something to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good father and son.
Especially because there's different books, so you can work on a different thing at the same time.
Yeah, and he's a good builder because he was a construction worker for years.
Dude, it's...
I will let him do the black line.
It's Lego. It's paint by numbers. There's like no children do this.
Well, it is 16 and up.
You're fine with this.
So I should open it?
Yeah.
I guarantee you the next couple of episodes that we do of Pop Culture Man Children, this thing will still remain unopened.
It's all I can do to not rip it open right now. It's beautiful. And I don't even like this show, but it's just such a beautiful piece.
Well, would you want to put a line together with me if I do open it up?
Oh, absolutely. I want to do the green.
You can do the green. I'll allow it.
He's an arm. What else you got? I see you got some figures. I'll be gentle with these. These are WWE
action figures designed as the classic WWF Hasbros.
So what's really interesting is it's got the old silver WW, but there's no E, so it's like it's not right. It's like a rewriting of history.
It really is. Like, there's no F.
Right. It's just WW in that old style.
That's it.
They are cool figures.
You're holding Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I'm holding Sting.
What does Stone Cold do?
Oh, he Stone Cold stuns.
He swings into a stunner. Pull back Stone Cold's arm. Yeah, I used to like how they all could, like, do things.
Well, these were a score because I was in New England this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go to TJ Maxx to get a blanket because I was not going underneath the covers in the hotel blanket.
Right, because you have OCD. I respect that.
And So I bought a blanket, and as I was moving the cart around, I saw their really small toy section, and I saw these two toys for $4.
Really?
I had to buy them.
There's six figures in the wave. You've got two. You got to get the other four.
Yeah, and this is the first wave, too. I think they're up to, like, Series 6 now.
Oh, shit. So that's Sting.
That's Sting.
And Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold.
You
got
to get The Rock, Kane, Mankind, Triple H.
See, now, I could have gotten Triple H at TJ Maxx that day, but the packaging was destroyed.
No, that's no good.
Because I want to keep these in the box.
No, these are pretty good packaging. They're a little curved, which it's going to happen because they're packed, but as long as there's no wrinkle or break.
The Sting corner right here is aggravating me a little bit.
What's this, by the way? There's,
I guess it's
the unique sticker of WWE.
I guess it's like an official product of WWE, so when you see that sticker, you know it's a WWE exclusive.
But there's a number there. I wonder if it's like limited to something.
So here's my idea with this. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to get them all autographed. And I don't like to go to autograph signings, but I think I might have to because I want these autographed.
But what if you go to the Singer Sting with the Sting action figure and ask him to autograph it? Wouldn't that be funny?
I would do that.
That'd be a good bit.
I would do that. And I would take a picture and show a certificate of authenticity.
You think you get Stone Cold?
Yes, I can.
Is he still, what's he doing?
He's thriving, baby. Besides doing the Broken Skull Challenge on CMT, he's thriving. He's got a popular podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and he does a couple of these like WrestleCon thingies.
Sure. All right.
But then the network that I'm on for WrestleRap, MLW, Court Bauer, who's the CEO, is very good friends with Steve Austin. So I think I could finagle that because I also have a WWE magazine from the 90s, late 99, where it's Mike Tyson, Stone Cold, and Shawn Michaels. I have the hardest autograph already done. Mike Tyson.
You have Tyson's autograph?
Yeah, you've never seen this?
No.
Would you like to?
Sure.
All right.
How'd you get Tyson's autograph?
He was up at Sirius. I was like, hey, could you sign this?
It's funny, as a collector, I've never been like much of a
autograph hound.
Yeah, but I do like books that are signed, so kinda.
So now I have to get
this is 20 years old.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And you know how I found this magazine?
How?
I was on an episode of Comic Trips years ago, and I found this still intact, clean, no curves, no nothing. It's not bad, right?
No.
I've been spending some money.
Hey, you know, you can't take it with you.
I spent a whole $8 on I spent a whole $8 on some WWE toys and almost $200 on a box that's just sitting in my room.
Right. I could just sell you a box of shit with Voltron on it and you'll buy it.
Yeah. Eventually I should build the Voltrons, right?
I mean, I feel like,
because the room
don't
is
you have
getting
like toy blue balls?
Yes, I do, but I think of it as the room is getting an overhaul soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting a little crowded in here as it is right now.
There's a lot of shoes.
Which is what my life is like. Too much shit.
I can't deal with it right now.
Yeah.
You know, I have WWE collector's chairs from pay-per-views.
Yeah.
So I gotta change some stuff.
You gotta build that Voltron is what you gotta do.
You really want me to, huh?
I think you deserve to.
I don't know, though, man. Like
$175. You gotta do it.
Yeah, but that's fine, though. Like, I don't mind spending the money.
But it's a Lego.
Yeah, but
it's a Lego.
It's a pretty box, though. Do you think the resale value of that unopened will be more than what the actual toy is now that I spent? Are Legos even toys?
Legos are toys.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to resell it?
Not now, but what happens if I'm hard up for cash in 10 years?
You see people sell open Legos on the secondary market.
Yeah, but I don't like that, though, because then you assume, like, you know,
especially, but if you have the, if even if you opened it but have the box, you could get, and keep it nice and mint, you could get something good for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, every Lego gets retired eventually, so every Lego at some point becomes rare.
That's what I'm saying, though. So if they retire this, which will probably be soon.
You know what? It'd probably be a couple years, 2-3 years.
I don't know, man. You think it'll go on sale too? Think it'll get cheaper? Because then I can
scoop
up another one.
Lego sucks with the sales.
Oh. And then I would rock one. And I would stock one.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. They're not good with sales.
Oh.
No.
Doesn't go with the system.
No, it does not go with the system.
All right. Well, I don't know. We will keep you updated if I decide to ever open up the...
Yeah.
It's a little...
You think they have Dolly Parton toys at Dollywood?
I would assume.
Dolly Parton with action grip.
Dolly Parton's character from Rhinestone.
Yeah. If you collect all four of the first wave, you can send away for a limited edition Jolene.
No. If you put together five Dollies,
yeah,
you can assemble Jolene.
Assemble Jolene.
Form feet and legs. Form arms and body. And I'll form the head. And then it's just a robotic Dolly Parton. Is there anything that you have?
What am I chilling with? I read a book called The Mighty Chewbacca and the Forest of Fear. It's a kid's book, but it's not like a picture book. It's like, I guess, like for like 10-year-olds or something.
Where did you get this, pal?
I got it at BookCon from the Disney kiosk.
I bet you did.
It's fun. It's Chewbacca's a star, and they go to this weird planet where there's this green mist that makes you scared, but when you touch the trees, you feel happy. And that's why it's called the Forest of Fear. And then there's ghosts involved, and K2SO from Rogue One is there for
some
reason.
Is that the sassy English robot?
You bet it is. Okay. And it was actually very cute. The author wrote in a way where, like, he would translate what Chewbacca said, but then sometimes Chewbacca would growl and he would say, like, that was rude. I can't translate what Chewbacca just said. Like, funny stuff like that. Or, like, there'd be, like, an aside, like, of a little backstory, and then, but the author would be like, if you're not interested in this backstory, turn to page 12 and just get on with the, so it was really funny. It almost reminded me a little bit of, like, The Princess Bride, like the sort of funny narration.
Yeah.
It was written by Tom Engelberger.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Oh, this is cute.
Chewbacca.
This is cute.
The Mighty Chewbacca.
I like this.
I'm a fan of Chewbacca only stories, spin-off stories.
Why don't you write one?
A Chewbacca tale?
No, just a Star Wars tale, like an interesting one, like you could think of. It's not.
I've written Doctor Who fanfic.
It's not difficult. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, well, stop bullying me.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Bro, I've got three jobs.
Pal, you can write a little bit as you go along. Obviously, there's something. If I was to search your computer in your Word doc, I guarantee you there's probably some writing about Doctor Who and some Star Wars.
Yeah, I've written.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, I've written some stuff.
I'm busy.
I'm a bad writer, though, because I never finish things. And that's a big thing. You have to finish things. I'm good at starting a story and then never finishing.
I will be here for you.
To cheerlead me on?
Yeah, and I'll be like, you need to finish this. I need another 20 pages by the end of the week.
So you want a full novel from me?
No, but how many pages was this Chewbacca in the Forest of Fear?
Well, it was like 200, but it was a kid's book, so it had crazy large print. So then, I would say maybe like... It was a novella, like maybe 100 in a sort of normal.
So why don't you do that, and then we get our good friend, Chris Sorrentino, to illustrate.
And then me, you, and we, all of us go down when Disney hears what's happening.
Yes.
I'm not fucking with Disney. I'm not fucking with the mouse. No, thank you.
We could pitch it to Disney.
I don't think we will get in the door.
How does Tom Engelberger get in the door?
I don't know. I don't know how people get into the Lucasfilm world.
Apparently,
really
he's the best-selling author of the original Yoda series.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Why don't we do, like, a radio show? Like, we'll just do one episode that's, like...
Old-timey?
Yeah. Yeah, but we won't... Yeah, well, like they do in... They still do it in the UK. They're still, like, Doctor
Who.
What
do you want to do? You want to do the Burns and Allen program?
No, it would be
Jack,
like...
Jack Benny?
No, it would be like, you know...
Texaco presents the Frank Sinatra show?
No. It would be like an old soap opera or like the Doctor Who shows where it's like, you know, you're just hearing the dialogue and the sound effects and such.
Like the Shadow.
We're explaining things. Yeah, yeah.
I think we could do that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, hello, Mary. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You have to talk like that?
No, not necessarily.
All right.
This is Orson Welles coming to you from the Mercury Theater in a presentation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, starring Chewbacca. With Mike Buongiorno as Han Solo. God damn it, Chewie. This is so stupid. This is the stupidest riff we've ever done. Is my phone about to die?
Yeah, it's dead.
Fuck.
Why? Did you have...
No, I don't need anything on there.
Are you
sure? I remember what my obsession is.
All right.
You all love it.
You want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
All right. Hands that weave, stars that shine, melodies, a day so fine. Share those special times with your sweetheart. Can you ever spend too much time together? Have too much fun together? Dollywood offers so many special moments, you'll wonder why you've waited so long to visit. Dollywood, in the heart of the Smokies. This is the season for Dollywood.
We are back.
This is Pop Culture Man Children PCMC with ES and MCB.
Absolutely.
And we're taking care of some TCB.
So it's your favorite segment, Obsessions.
Obsessions.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
All right. So this is really odd. I was on Twitter, of all things, and somebody posted some photos of, I guess it was a graveyard of just Yogi Bear ceramic statues.
Okay.
I guess the graveyard was behind a truck stop in South Carolina. And they were talking about that.
They were like lawn ornaments?
No, they were from, I guess, Yogi Bear's honey chicken restaurants that were in...
Oh, so they were, like, big?
Yeah. And so I guess when the franchise folded, they just picked this one spot, and they put all these big
That's
ceramic...
That's very disturbing.
These big ceramic...
Can you imagine just walking into that,
and
not
you see
knowing
Yogi
what you're ready
and
for?
Boo Boo and the park ranger, whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
And literally there was, I don't know, maybe, like, 20 to 30 just Yogi Bear characters.
Yeah, and this is your obsession?
No. So I'm reading this epic thread
yeah.
just about people that said they visited the truck stop, they've seen yeah. it, and they posted photos with it. Literally, it became this whole big thing.
Yeah.
That how the truck stop isn't there no more, and the graveyard is all clear, like they're gone. A collector came and bought.
Okay.
Literally, a collector came and bought the land.
Bought all of the things.
Bought everything that came with the property, uh-huh. including the Yogi Bear figures. Mm-hmm. Then somebody said on Twitter, hey, did you ever visit Bedrock City from the Flintstones? And I was like, what the hell is Bedrock City?
I've never heard of it.
So I did the Google search. And it is a theme park / campground / RV park right in that Arizona Grand Canyon area. And you want to talk about a rundown piece of shit.
Yeah.
It is. It looks like it hasn't been updated since the 60s.
And it's themed to the Flintstones?
Yes, sir.
How so? I'm being given a tablet with pictures. Okay. Here's Fred with a welcome sign. Oh, shit. The interior of Barney Rubble's house.
Oh, yeah. There were these big...
That actually looks cool.
Yeah, but it's really shitty and run down.
But there's also nothing there. It looks like it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Like you just park your RV there.
There is a goat barn, and it says...
Just like on the show.
Goatosaurus, and it's just goats That's laying lame. Around just doing nothing.
It's near the Grand Canyon. In 2015, it was reported that the park's owner, Linda Speckles, was looking to retire and sell the park for $2 million. Yeah, okay.
Not happening.
$2 million. I mean, maybe the land is worth...
Go on the look on the photos and look on the Yelp reviews.
You know what's weird is like it's supposed to be from the Stone Age. Well, not the real Stone Age, but like the Flintstone Stone Age. And so therefore it should look old, but like because it actually has the patina of time on it, it looks sad old.
It is really sad.
It looks like because it's like, okay, it's cool looking rock interior, but it's also dirty because no one's ever washed it. And I feel like this would make a kid cry. Like, just they'd be. You're like, you know when a kid sometimes cries because they're just like, they're getting bad vibes? Like, yeah. Nothing scares them, but they're just bummed out by something.
This would bum me out.
This would make a kid just go, eh.
Could you imagine you're excited, you're watching a TV show as a kid, and like, let's say the 60s, and then you go there and this is what it is, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. And then fucking years later, decades later, you take your kids there because you had such a great time,
yeah,
and you bum them out. People have made YouTube videos going to this place. And it's so depressing.
Is this somehow related to your RV fantasy?
Yes, because I want to live in a van and I just want to travel and see like all these sites. I really want to go and investigate to find where I can get the Yogi Bear graveyard. Because I want to go excavating. Because I guarantee you there's probably some hands from Boo Boo and Yogi.
Here's some reviews. The dinosaur slide is awesome, but the snake tube you can crawl through was painful due to the sharp prickers that were in it. Another review. From the dusty pitted gravel parking lot to the cracked and dust-covered displays, I loved every part of this must-stop roadside excursion. Okay. This is like the Mystery Shack.
We have to go.
Okay.
No, with way less charm than Grunkle Stan.
It's only $5. Oh, wow. Look at that Wilma statue. That does not look cartoon accurate design.
No, it's
her
not.
Head looks way too big.
Yeah, no.
Mm. And you think your job's bad. This is such a local reference, but if you lived in Staten Island where we live and record, there was a deli for like 30 years that had the Flintstone characters painted on the outside.
I never went in that deli ever.
I don't think I ever went in there either. But it's gone now.
I know. I really wanted to take pictures in front of that.
Oh, there's the car. It seems like there'll be something in the... I'm looking at the images. Like, there'll be a cool thing, but then, like, around it looks like a parking lot.
That's it.
Nothing.
There's
nothing
no...
but sadness.
It's a parking lot full of sadness.
4 stars from this guy. The place is as kitschy, odd, and falling apart as stated in the other reviews, but I loved it. It was only $5 to get in, and I got to take all my dogs with me. My dogs had fun running through the giant snake tunnel, although she was a little scared at first. I also took her down the tall dinosaur slide and bashed my knee falling off because that thing goes fast. Things here kind of make you wonder if they're safe, but that's part of the adventure, haha. Definitely worth a stop for a few photos and memories. It will take you about 30 minutes to make it through everything. The Gotosaurus was not there when we visited, and I was glad. The pen did not look big enough. I hope they took it to a happy form somewhere. I don't see any bad reviews.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The reviews are fucking hysterical because in one instance, they're totally shitting on the thing, and then they're saying how awesome it is because it's shitty.
Well, for $5, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? Like, you want to see something cool and weird for $5,
you
know what I mean?
I think there's also food, too. Like, you can
I would not trust that food. This is a dino burger. The place is not very well maintained. It looks like a rundown truck stop. The Yabba Dabba Doo signage was cute. No rules. You pretty much have the whole place to yourself. Cute for pictures, but be very cautious of rusty nails sticking out.
So can we go do something? Can we take a PCMC vacation?
Oh, my God. We really need to, like...
And just podcast from the road?
Oh, here's, like, the little restaurant. They've got, like, folding chairs. That's not even keeping with a theme. Boy, that looks sad. It looks like the kind of place where the menus would be sticky.
Ugh.
Like, ugh. Well, you did it again. This is a good obsession.
It's odd, right?
Yeah. It's cool, though. Rock Vegas or bust. That's what one sign says.
Dude, we have to go. I want to take...
Oh, wait. There's the dino slide.
I want to take photos of this. I think this would be a really good photo for our pop culture man children grid.
Us going down the dino slide.
We have to do it. Oh, yeah. Do you want to see what the Yogi Bear truck stop looked like?
You know I do. It's very disturbing.
Right?
This looks like it will inspire some, like, weird creepypasta story. Boy, these aren't even good shape. You'd really need to repair these.
But, Mike, I was watching videos on YouTube. I was reading articles about all this stuff.
Mm.
It is a weird obsession, and I'm like, I have to go see this. Now, the graveyard doesn't exist no more.
Right, but the...
But the Yabba Dabba Doo Bedrock City does.
Yeah, it does.
And we really need to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really thinking our spring break should get wild.
Can you imagine going into the Bedrock Burger and be like, do you have anything vegan? So, you know what my obsession is? It's Cher's cover of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme by ABBA.
All right, wait a minute. We talked about this on an episode of PCMC. We talked about that the song was good and you actually enjoyed the movie.
No, this is different.
So this is not ABBA, colon, this isn't Mamma the Mia, movie. No. Colon, Here We Go Again?
No, this is Cher is putting out an all ABBA covers album, and she released a couple of singles from it. And I like the Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
See, now this is odd for you because you never talk about music ever.
Hey, man, Cher. Can't go wrong, can
you? You can't go wrong with Cher.
I like Cher.
She's great.
She had a hit in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. She's a timeless gem.
Did you know that Cher has a collaboration with the Wu-Tang Clan?
No, I did not know that.
It is off their Once Upon a Time in Shaolin album.
What do they do together?
Brother.
And what year was this?
Nobody knows the song because it was never released, because Once Upon a Time in Shaolin was an album that was sold for $2 million.
Oh, that's the one that scumbag got.
That piece of shit, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't it also in the contract that Bill Murray can steal it?
What?
I believe the contract was you buy it, but if Bill Murray so wants, he can take it from you.
It's insane to me that you purchase this album and you cannot open it for like X amount of years.
And the person who purchased it was some scumbag who got rich off of marking up AIDS medication 400%.
Real piece of shit. Real piece of shit.
I mean, it's a cool idea to like treat it like fine art where only one person could buy it. The person who bought it can't. They're not allowed to release it because they spent millions of dollars on it.
I think it's probably in the contract. If you leak this album, Bill Murray will kill you.
Okay. And you know what? Knowing that guy's personality, I could see him not leaking it just because he's a scumbag.
I need to hear this. I need to.
Well, maybe Cher will collab with them again. You know what? I like ABBA. And the idea of Cher doing an old ABBA album, I think it's cool. I liked her in the movie Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again, when she sang Fernando. I don't know if you could call what she does acting.
So what about that song, though? Like, is it the whole ABBA album?
Well, I always liked that, you know, the da-na-na, da-na-na-na. Madonna sampled that for a song in the early aughts. Every little thing you say and do,
I get it.
So I like I like ABBA. What can I say?
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with liking ABBA.
And Cher doing some ABBA. When I saw Mamma Mia colon, Here We Go Again, I was with some friends and I was with a lot of middle-aged women who were high on Pinot Grigio. And when Cher came on screen, the place erupted.
Yeah.
The place erupted.
Of course.
And I couldn't help it. It was infectious. I was like, this is exciting.
After filming Mamma Mia, colon, Here We Go Again, I was reminded again of what great and timeless music they wrote. And I started thinking, why not do an album of their music? The songs were harder to sing than I imagined, but I'm also happy with how the music came out. I'm really excited for people to hear the project.
Yeah, there's
it's
a lot
the
of
perfect time.
It's a kind of cool remix, too. It's very interesting, like the sort of remix of it. It's interesting. It's very dancey. So that's my obsession.
Is there a track listing? Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen.
You bet.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
That's what's out now.
The Name of the Game. I never heard that.
Not familiar with that one.
SOS.
That's also out now.
Okay. Waterloo.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Mamma Mia.
Here We Go Again.
Fernando.
Of course. She did that in the movie.
The Winner Takes All.
Okay, not a fan of that song.
And One of Us?
Not a fan of that song either.
I've never heard. I heard
but
about.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, I'm so.
How did she never collab with ABBA back in the day when ABBA was happening? You know what I mean?
Because I think she was on the downward spiral of her career.
Really? I mean, figured they both would be at the height of their powers.
I mean, she's had almost five fucking comebacks.
But did she ever really leave our heart?
Dude, Cher's an OG, bro. She has an Academy Award.
Does she deserve it, though?
Did she ever watch Moonstruck?
No. I've seen her slap that guy.
You mean Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, I've seen her smack Nicolas Cage. Is that what she got the Oscar for?
I just think America wanted to slap Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from her. She's amazing.
If you follow Cher on Twitter, she mentioned that at least two more singles will be released.
She's teasing us with it. She knows how to play the game.
You think so?
She knows what she's doing.
I don't know, man. I got to see if Cher has... I want to see how many platinum albums Cher has had.
Oh, a lot. Was the one from 1998 her biggest thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's see.
It's crazy that that's 20 years ago, and at the time, it was crazy that she's making a comeback. Because it was Cher in 1998. It was like, this is crazy.
Believe. 4 times platinum. Anybody could have went platinum back in 1998. Me and you could have went platinum back in 1998.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, we could have. You put like a nice poppy beat on for us, and you digitize our voices a little bit.
I don't believe it was that easy.
We could have been pop stars.
I don't think so.
Dude, O-Town. O-Town.
Yeah, they were cute little boys.
What were we back then? You could have been the fat, cute kid in the boy band, and I would have been the rough around the edges bad boy with the heart of gold. You just got to bring it out of me.
Yeah.
And then we could have found like 2 or 3 other people.
Yeah, we couldn't just do the two of us. No. It's got to be a whole thing.
Yeah, so that way we can play the background.
Yeah.
So that way I really don't have to sing solos.
We would need matching suits and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We could have did all that. We could have been like NSYNC.
Yeah, we were too busy going to high school.
98 Degrees was not talented. We could have been like 98 Degrees.
We could have.
We could have had one of those funky, cool names, too.
Yeah. What did 98 Degrees, what was their song? I can't think of one song.
You're my sunshine after the rain.
Oh, yeah.
You're my joy against the fear and the pain.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Nick Lachey married Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, and then that was what he was famous for.
And then they had a TV show, and then they divorced.
Yes.
Yeah. We could have been on MTV. I could have been dating Kristen Cavallari from The Hills at that time.
That's coming back.
I can't wait. I love The Hills. LC. Justin Bobby.
Oh, my God.
You ready to go bye-bye?
Yeah, we should go bye-bye.
All right, so let's plug a couple of things here. If you want to chime in on PCMC, as always, at Emilio Sparks on Twitter, at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram. We kind of sort of maybe almost have a Tumblr. One assumes it's popculturemanchildren.tumblr.com. I don't know, but hey, Michael will let you know when it's all said and done. You can subscribe to this show on any podcasting streaming service.
Not
whether
Spotify,
it's,
though.
We're on there.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, we're on there.
Well, certainly not Stitcher.
No, we're on there, too.
Fantastic. We're everywhere podcasts are available.
We're on Google Play. We're on Apple Podcasts.
We're not behind any paywall.
No.
Every episode is
free
available. $3.99. Yes. It's all available for you.
For you.
On all of these networks, all of these platforms.
So let us know if you've been to the Bedrock City.
Or Dollywood.
Or Dollywood, because we got to go to these things.
All right. Let's go bye-bye.
Go bye-bye.